Broadcasting from behind the Second Amendment Iron Curtain in the shadows of the New York City skyline, this is Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners, with your hosts, Sandy Berardi and Master Firearms Trainer, Anthony Calandra.
And welcome to Season 3 of Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners. Coming up a little later, Anthony, we're going to be doing a detailed how the New Jersey citizenry is getting screwed by the state legislature, with a special thank you to the frightened and otherwise disconnected gun-owning population in New Jersey. And then we'll be getting some lessons learned from a dead grandfather in Dallas and a careless gun owner in the Kingdom of the Mouse. But right now, let's talk about something that's going to make everybody's eyes bleed.
Well, while our esteemed elected officials, also known as our public masters, while they're looking to take our rights away and tax the shit out of us, it seems that we pay $23 million in disability and unemployment benefits to convicted shitbags.
Oh, that's good. That's why our property taxes are the highest in the country.
You know, Mike Pallante Jr. posted on Facebook, I want my effing money back.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, now I got one thing to say. We had child molesters, pedophiles, incarcerated politicians, state workers, and just your regular garden variety shitbags collecting hundreds of millions of dollars across the board. Now, we only know about the $24 million.
That's true. That's the audit.
What don't we know about?
Right.
What don't we know about? What is going on? The hundreds of millions of dollars of waste. Could you imagine? You're a friggin' scumbag pedophile, and you're getting your check. You're in prison for killing somebody, and your wife is getting your unemployment check, disability checks, welfare,
and food stamps,
families first, and everything.
Yes.
Come on, guys. Really, when is this country and when is this state
so
going to wake up?
Upside down.
They're arguing whether to raise taxes 2% and $300 a year on my property. Hundreds of millions of dollars wasted. All of these new gun laws that are going to do nothing to fight crime.
Zero.
They estimate it's going to cost between $5 and $80 million a year to implement. Which means it's going to cost $250 million
a year. If they say it's going to cost
$80,000,
you know it's going to be at least triple that.
We need to wake up. This is a bunch of bullshit. I mean, scumbags and shitbags, the scum of the earth, are collecting checks. How many law-abiding citizens ran out of their unemployment and can't find a job or are underemployed?
Yep.
And we're
yep.
telling them, no more for you. Move in with your cousin or your mother or your sister or something, because there's no money to go around, and we're giving it to scumbags.
Of course.
Seriously?
Yeah, this is Jersey's not unique in that. You see that happening in just about every single state where they're, and if they try to take it away, you should see the backlash that happens. How are we supposed to live? How is my family supposed to live? Like it's some sort of family business.
Yeah, what did we say last week? It's okay for a right delayed being a right denied, with the not-so-instant background check taking 3 weeks.
Yeah.
What if welfare payments in Family First was delayed 3 weeks?
Oh, there would be hell
it
to
It would
pay.
Never happen.
Right, exactly.
It would never happen. Our
rights
are different than the rights of the takers.
Yep.
Okay, the makers' rights are different than the rights of the takers.
Always.
And you know what? This is supposed to be the voice of 1 million gun owners, but we are all have our strong libertarian and conservative views. I want my state back. I want my country back. You know, we say, I will not comply. More and more people are wearing that shirt.
Yeah,
Sandy's wearing a shirt today with Christie's face on it that we're selling now, and it says, my governor can eat your governor.
It's great, isn't it?
Only now with the lap band, he has to take small bites.
Small bites, yes.
But he can eat every other governor.
Yes.
Imagine what he could do
He's
to Governor Bobby Jindal. He'd be like, ooh, I like Indian food.
As an appetizer, he would have Bobby Jindal.
I just think I just ate some curried goat or something. Oh no, it was the governor of Louisiana. Sorry about that.
Yes, that's.
So, do you like the governor of Louisiana? Nah, he repeats on me.
Eat one, governor. 30 minutes later, you're hungry for another one. That's just the way that is.
He should eat Jerry Brown. He'd start shitting unicorns.
That's very true. And rainbows.
Moonbeam.
Moonbeam, Jerry Brown.
Governor Moonbeam. Governor Moonbeam should get his eyebrows trimmed, by the way.
Yes, he should. Someone should tell him about that. Don't you think?
He looks like one of the characters from the original Dune with those huge eyebrows. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, as you're listening to the show this week, high treason will be committed in the United States of America.
Again?
Our president, in the face of two Senate votes banning us signing the Small Arms Treaty, will be signing the UN Small Arms Treaty.
You have a theory
behind
this.
My theory, I spoke last week, is the president has his sights set on being the UN Secretary General. That's why he kisses all of these countries' asses. He supports the Muslim Brotherhood. He knows that when his second term is up, he needs something to do. He's a youngin', so he will be Emperor Obama. He will be the UN Secretary General.
Yeah.
He has a funny name, too.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Barack Hussein Obama, like Kofi Agugu Agaga or whatever they're all
Kwasi
names.
And Fume.
Exactly. You know, so he'll fit right in. But he is in this is high treason, ladies and gentlemen. We send people to represent us, and our Senate knocked down the Small Arms Treaty twice, and our president flaunting it in our faces, just like with the media and the IRS and the conservative groups, is sticking it to us right now. What the hell? I'm going to say it again. What the hell do we have any business dealing with the United Nations?
Yeah, exactly.
We have no business,
they have no business
here.
Yep.
Push them into the East River with bulldozers. I'm tired. They don't pay their effing parking tickets or anything anyway.
That's very true.
Get them out of here. We fund 80%. Of the United Nations, okay? For what?
Yeah.
For the blue helmets?
Right.
I know, I got shit. Aim for the blue helmet. I have a blue whale helmet here. One of the listeners brought me. I'm going to shoot it downrange this week.
Are you really?
Yes.
Oh, I want to be
there'll
here.
Be pictures posted. Well, we'll do it next week when you come in and do the show. Next Saturday, 1 o'clock, come on in, and I'm going to shoot the blue helmet.
Shoot the blue.
Maybe I'll have somebody wearing it. We can test it to see if it really works.
Good.
But
yeah.
High treason, ladies and gentlemen, if we're not mad already. Did you know Holder had a secret meeting with the press?
That no one went to.
No one, even the New York Times didn't go.
Because okay? It's all bullshit.
Listen, that says a lot, though, for the New York Times not to go.
Absolutely.
But here's how I love our country. You want to talk about high treason? The highest ranking law enforcement officer in the country is Eric Holder. He is investigating Eric Holder to see if any laws were broken.
Wait a minute. Eric Holder is investigating Eric Holder?
Exactly. Move along, folks.
Yes,
nothing to see here. Move along, folks.
And
our president says he has full faith in Eric Holder investigating Eric Holder, okay, for signing the subpoenas to spy on journalists. Okay?
That's
and it was an Associated Press journalist.
Yes.
It was a Fox News journalist. Now we're finding out there's a lot more going on.
Oh,
and our president...
Tip of the iceberg.
Here's what Obama said last week. I just found out about me knowing nothing by watching the news reporting that me knowing nothing.
This is the president.
Okay?
Listen, either he's lying through his teeth or we're in deeper shit than we ever could imagine. If the president of the United States doesn't know... What's going on?
If he's not lying, we're really in big trouble.
Yeah, we are.
You know, we're really in big trouble because he's like, I just found out about it like you guys on
the
news.
I just read the news.
Holy shit. Somebody give him a phenocle in the back of the head or something. A little, you know.
Yep.
Right in the,
hello,
McFly, anybody home? Seriously. Come on, ladies and gentlemen, wake up here.
That's
so
just,
Eric Holder is investigating Eric Holder.
What passes for truth today, isn't it?
I love it. And Eric Holder, after about 2 weeks ago, nope, didn't find anything wrong.
Everything's good.
The only thorn in Holder's side is Daryl Issa.
Yes.
Okay?
That's right.
He's not going to let this shit go away.
He's
going to keep poking that bear.
Thank God he's like a pit bull.
Yes. He's a nice guy, too. I met him.
Right. Well, we'll be right back right after this announcement from Lipstick Bodyguard.
I want to tell you about my friend Katie. Katie is a nurse, and she was attacked on her way home from work. She was totally taken by surprise, and although Katie is only 5 feet tall and 106 pounds, she was easily able to drop her 6'4", 250-pound attacker to his knees and get away unharmed. Katie wasn't just lucky that day. She was prepared. In her pocketbook, a harmless-looking lipstick, which really contained a powerful man-stopping aerosol propellant. It's not like it was in our grandmother's day. Today, just going to and from work or to the mall can have tragic consequences. The FBI says a violent crime is committed every 15 seconds in the United States, and a forcible rape happens every 5 minutes. And chances are, when something happens, no one will be around to help. It looks just like a lipstick, so no one will suspect a thing, which is important since experts say getting the jump on your attacker is all about the element of surprise. Inside this innocent-looking lipstick is the same powerful stuff used by police and the military to disarm even the most powerful armed aggressor. In fact, National Park Rangers use the very same formula that's inside this little lipstick to stop 2,000-pound vicious grizzly bears dead in their tracks. It's like carrying a personal bodyguard with you, in your purse or your pocket. Darkness brings danger. Muggers and rapists use darkness to their advantage. We all know what it's like to be walking at night and hear footsteps coming at us from behind. Who's there? If it's somebody bad, will you be protected? Your life may depend on it. My friend Katie's close call needs to be a wake-up call for all of us, myself included. Pick up a lipstick bodyguard and keep it with you always.
Hit it! We need to do this every day of the week and just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way.
The expert on brainwashing, huh?
Yeah, Eric Holder.
Eric Holder.
He's trying to use the Jedi mind trick. Let these droids through. Let these droids through. These droids have nothing to do with it. And the press is like, yes, master. Okay, this segment is sponsored by Waldorf Chiropractic.
Dr.
Waldorf, chiro.com. Dr. Eric brought a friend shooting yesterday. They had a blast. They loved the big man approved ports. He was hanging out at the range all afternoon. He's in Bridgewater, New Jersey. He's been getting emails from people. They want to give their money to Second Amendment professionals like we all should be doing. So WaldorfChiropractic.com. Send Dr. Eric your business. If you're too far away from him, post it on your Facebook. Tell your friends. Tell your family. We need to keep this shit in the family because let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen, it's going to get tougher and tougher. There's a tax on us now. Waldorf Chiropractic, remember that. There's a tax on us now. Listen, I say all the time I will not comply. Sandy and I get tons of emails from people. Well, can you describe that, how you're going to do it? Well, I'll tell you what's going on now. These nuts that are mailing these ricin-lace letters to Bloomberg and Obama, I do not advocate this, okay? This is not how we're supposed to do things. Because now MSNBC are demonizing gun rights act advocates that were the fringe nuts that are doing this.
And let me tell you, a classic Cass Sunstein, or you would be, the other side would be sending these ricin letters just to demonize us.
Correct.
Don't think that this is not happening.
And they might be doing it. Yeah. But if it's our side that's doing it, this is not the way to
exactly.
do it.
You should be lined up and shot then.
Yeah, we do not need this. But it's, you know, everybody's attacking us now. They're saying that it's us. It's the fringe gun nuts and everything. And that's a major problem. So please don't do that. I will not comply. Shirts, not complying. Listen, I will be the test case. If they ban High Cap magazine or something, I'll be the first one to go down Trenton and hold it up in the air and lay on the lawn and let them come and roll my fat fucking ass over and cuff me. And I'm going to lay limp and dead, let them carry me inside. I will be the case. I spoke to counsel about this and everything. I will not comply. I'll be the guy whose picture is going to be on the paper or whatever. You know, I'll even go on a hunger strike for an hour or two. Okay, I'm willing to make waves.
That's right.
Okay, but
that means just not eating ketchup.
I'm going to go on an intermittent hunger strike. Is there such a thing?
I've already been
on a reverse hunger strike.
You said hunger strike, and I got a twitch over my right eye.
Okay, I'm going on an intermittent hunger strike.
I'm not going on a hunger
when I'm not
strike.
Eating. I'll be drinking like milk and big gulps.
Ice cream sundaes.
The Bloomberg commemorative big gulp.
Yes, the Bloomberg.
I love that.
Yes.
I love that. So listen to this, ladies and gentlemen. This just in. It seems that the United Kingdom, after watching one of their guys savagely and viciously
beheaded
and hacked up on the street.
You know what the problem is? If they would have had, like, I don't know, cameras or something like that all over Britain, this never would have happened, because the police could have watched this thing happen and transpire on the cameras and just knowingly could have showed up, you know, like instantaneously before anything happened.
We should mention that
they should have cameras.
So two polls were taken, and it seems the Brits want their guns back.
Yeah.
Okay? The encroaching Muslim population that are, the Islamic fundamentalists with the Sharia law are starting to become the majority in many neighborhoods there. And the residents that have been here before them fear for their lives now.
Well, you know, it wasn't bad enough that gun crime soared after 1997 when the ban came through. And remember when Newtown happened, we both said this is the same issue that happened in Britain.
Now, can't we give the Brits water pistols that shoot bacon grease?
Oh, hot bacon grease.
Would that work? No, not hot. Oh, it would hurt them.
Just plain old
bacon grease.
Bacon.
Take that, Muhammad. There you go, Abdul. No?
No, I don't think that works.
Why not?
Well, it just
I'm willing to try.
It damns them to
if not, it makes for good
hell,
eating.
But
Aunt, why did Aunt, why again, didn't you
you're
shoot
back
him
with the cannibalism?
Aunt,
thing,
why didn't you
what?
Shoot him with the bacon grease? I ate all mine. squirting it in my mouth.
This is pretty good. Got any more?
Needs a little
well,
more.
You're the
sauce.
Only guy I know who sprays Lipstick Bodyguard onto hot dogs. Okay.
Come on, it's cayenne pepper, bro.
I get that, but
so what? Dude, you put a serious. Chili dog. If it's not spicy enough, I spray a Lipstick Bodyguard on top and I eat it. We're doing a civilian mace course in June, end of June, early July, Gun for Hire, and we'll be using the infamous Lipstick Bodyguards when we do the class. And we are going to have a volunteer who's going to get sprayed with the Lipstick Bodyguard, and we will be videotaping it all.
The last time we videotaped that, just remember that one big guy was like, he was like Bluto, and the snot coming out of his nose.
And you know, you women out there, you deserve it. And guys in high crime areas, if you don't want to end up in the trunk of somebody's car and a trophy in their basement rubbing the lotion on your skin, you might want to invest in a Lipstick Bodyguard. For sure, you know, or you're going to get the hose.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
I think you should invest in a Lipstick Bodyguard and sign up for the class and learn how to use it properly. So, you don't end up rubbing the lotion on
rubbing
your skin or you'll get the hose. So.
Or rubbing the lotion on someone else's skin.
I hate when that happens. I'd be like, I ain't wearing that effing kimono.
So moving on,
we have one more thing nationally before we get into piss poor New Jersey that's overspending and under everything else we're doing. But it seems that the Department of Homeland Security listed a list of words.
Yeah.
Are we ready for this, Andy, or no?
Yeah, sure.
They listed a list of
words. I don't
words
know if we are ready for
that
it.
That if you say them on the air, it can trigger.
Is that like George Carlin's?
Yes,
list
like the
of words?
Seven dirtiest words for you old timers. Know what your
we
younger
just dated
don't.
Ourselves, huh?
So we have this list of words, and if we say them on the air, it could raise eyebrows. So I'm going to try a little something. I just opened the sheet first, okay? This Islamic suicide attacker had a weapons cache with the Taliban's discussing jihad in a car bomb with a chemical weapon during a hurricane and a tornado. An avalanche hit. They found some relief. There was no closure. They drove across the interstate. And then they were with the Hezbollah, and they saw some Tamil tigers, and then the PLO was in the room next to them. Some people call them extremism. I say it's not. They're mostly from Yemen and Nigeria. They're not really radicals plotting anything. There might be a few naturalists who were enriched with dirty bombs, but most conventional weapons are aggro, and Iran is not involved. So there, F you, government and Big Brother. There's your list. Eat it.
For over 20 years, attorney Evan Knappen has seen what rotten laws do to good people. That's why he's dedicated his life to fighting for the rights of New Jersey gun owners. A fearsome courtroom litigator, one of the first lawyers to ever get a federal injunction against the state gun law. An unrelenting gun rights spokesman, tearing away at the anti-gun propaganda to expose the truth. Author of 5 best-selling books on gun rights, including Knappen on New Jersey Gun Law. The bright orange gun law Bible that sits atop the desk of virtually every lawyer, police chief, firearms dealer, and savvy gun owner in New Jersey. That's what's made Evan Knappen New Jersey's gun lawyer. New Jersey gun laws are designed to make you a criminal. Don't become the victim of New Jersey's vicious anti-gun legal system. This is the guy you want on your side. Keep his name and phone number on a post-it note attached to your New Jersey firearms ID card in your wallet. and hope you'll never have to use it. But if you live, work, or travel through New Jersey with a firearm, the deck is already stacked against you. Keep his number with you always. You can find him on the web at evannappin.com or take the link from the Gun for Hire Radio resource page. Evan Nappin, New Jersey's gun lawyer.
If I could have gotten 51 votes in the Senate of the United States for an outright ban, picking up every one of them, Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in, I would have done it.
Well, Dianne Feinstein's husband is getting rich. Did you hear that?
Of course.
It's, you know, it's funny how these people come in piss poor and leave multi-millionaires.
They're public servants, Sandy. They're on a fixed salary.
Of course, yes, they're fixed, okay.
I missed two words, by the way. I missed Muhammad and I think Hezbollah.
Oh.
That's not too bad,
I think
though.
You did say
pretty
Hezbollah.
Good. Did I? I got most of the list, though. So for any of you government people that have us out on your radar, a big F you to all of you.
Yeah, like we're not already.
Yeah. Come over to my house, and I'll give you guys a reverse colonoscopy.
Hey, dude, something was going on. I think somebody's hacking my email anyway, because I kept getting bumped off of my Gmail account yesterday, just constantly bumped off.
When I walk down the street, I hear in the background, I take three steps, and I hear, and I don't give a shit. I really don't give a shit. Yep. I'll dye my cigar out in their
you
eye.
You know they're following us for a while.
Oh, man. So, listen, in Disney World, a.k.a. Wally World,
yes.
Right, Sandy? What were you going to say?
Tell us. There was a gentleman, and I'm going to use that word very loosely, who was on one of the, Mr. Toad's Wild Ride and decided that he didn't need a holster. So he lost his, what was that, 380? Was
yeah,
it a 380
some shit
auto?
Name like a Raven or something. Some throwaway.
Harry's gun. And some grandmother picked it up, actually her grandson.
The next people to get on the ride.
Yeah.
Grandson said to Grandma, Grandma, look at what I found.
I got a gun.
and of course, Momo showed up at the Lost and Found
pick up his lost gun.
Well,
yeah.
You know, first of all, it's private property and guns aren't allowed on the Disney properties.
Right.
He was very fortunate that they released him. Okay?
Yeah,
he was a retired cop or something,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, retired sheriff, yeah.
And I've been to Disney before and they have signs that no firearms allowed and they go through bags. They don't search your person, but they go through bags. And, you know, we've had stories about this before. We talk all the time. We do a holster class here. We do a holster draw class. We also do a introduction to CCW class.
Officer
Senti teaches it. It's a four-hour class. It's on a schedule now. We teach how to properly draw carrying techniques. The number one place people leave their firearm is in the restroom. And, Plaxico Burress wasn't enough to shoot himself. We had a guy that at Gun for Hire. He worked as an instructor for a couple of sessions, and my guys didn't like him. And we let him go. And a few weeks later, I heard he was in a horrific accident, and he was in University Hospital in Newark. And I have a cousin that works there, and I sent her there to check up on him, and see if he needed anything. And she came back to me. She said, he's doing pretty good for a guy who got shot. I said, he wasn't shot. He was in a car accident. She says, oh, no. He was adjusting his gun in his waistband of his sweatpants, shot himself through the stomach and through the forearm in his car while he was driving.
Very nice.
So you trust your sixth sense. My guys didn't like him anyway.
Yeah.
If Plaxico Burress didn't teach us we don't carry our gun loose, stuck in a waistband of our sweatpants, listen, there are ways to carry a gun. That's why there's training schools like mine. That's why people, my classes fill up. You have to learn the right way. The problem is for everyone that's learning the right way, there's 1,000 momos that are self-taught.
Correct.
Would you like
Correct.
To have surgery by a self-taught doctor?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I watched
doctor.
That on YouTube.
Yeah. I saw that
so
already. I can do that.
We teach proper carrying methods. Now, first of all, he was wrong. He shouldn't have been carried at Disney. I know a few people that have carried in Disney and Universal, a five-shot Ruger revolver.
We're not going to mention any names.
No, but he might be on the show once in a while or every week. But you're not supposed to carry there. And let me tell you something. Anywhere else, when you have a carry permit, it's a big responsibility. What if that kid fired that gun? What
right.
if he squeezed the trigger,
right.
God forbid,
Correct.
And shot himself or shot an innocent
shot
bystander?
Kid, yeah.
What an asshole. Right. I can't believe they released him without charging him.
Well, because he's a retired cop.
Listen, somebody like him should be made to pay. He knows better. Okay, I guarantee you in his 20 to 30 year career, he's seen accidental discharges, he's seen guns left lying around, and he's seen accidents that occurred. If anybody, he should know better than the average Momo, okay?
Right,
he's a
exactly.
super Momo right. at this point. But we teach that. We teach techniques in classes like that because God forbid you ever lose your gun like that. You're never supposed to come separated from your gun, ever. Okay, so it's inexcusable. Take a class and learn the right way.
And another thing that it's just not really centered around carrying your gun, too, because there's a way to, let's just say, comport yourself at home with a firearm. Let's take that news story in Dallas where a grandfather was shot dead on his front lawn because he was responding to a burglar alarm across the street. Dallas police showed up and shot him dead.
You know, this happens all the time.
Yeah.
We do civilian response to an active shooter classes. We do classes for the use of deadly force. You can't walk into a crime scene or a burglary scene,
right.
and when the cops are coming, they're coming, they're all amped up, adrenaline, the epinephrine's
sure.
flowing through the body. Everybody's the bad guy. They don't know who the good guy is.
Correct.
Everybody is the
Correct.
Bad guy.
Right.
And you know what? Whether it was a communication problem, a language problem, a hearing problem, or whatever, wrong place at the wrong time, shit is going to happen.
Right.
Okay, he heard the alarm and the burglary going off across the street, and he went over to help as a good Samaritan. From that point on, when the cops come, you have to comply. You can't turn around and give stories. There's a known trainer, a national trainer out there who came out with a video series, and the NRA told me one time, you know, in one of his videos, he was like, you know, if you're in a convenience store and is being robbed and you have your gun out because you're the good Samaritan, when the cops come in and say, freeze, drop your guns, this trainer turned around and he said his response to the cops was, it's okay, I have a CCW. I asked the NRA cops and I asked my cops that work for me.
Yeah.
He wouldn't even be able to finish the
no.
word it's and they
yeah.
would shot him.
Absolutely.
Drop the gun means
right.
effing drop the gun.
Right.
It doesn't mean continue dialogue, okay?
Yeah.
And every cop is different. There's different levels of training. There's different level of excitement and
right.
stress levels. You have to learn. It's a huge undertaking. You know, more details of this story will come out as it goes along, but it's a big undertaking, walking into a crime scene, carrying a gun. It's not a cure-all. You don't just strap a gun to your hip and the world is going to be a better place. You know, if you didn't take that gun with you and you didn't drop it and someone didn't pick it up and shoot it, you'd still be a free man today. You have to be careful.
Right.
It's a huge, huge moral responsibility. It's not for everybody.
It's a big responsibility just to own a gun. And we are constantly promoting that fact here because it is important. Yes, I understand what you say all the time, that no one should have to take a firearm safety course in order to exercise their constitutional God-given rights. I absolutely agree with that. But also, there is the other side, too, that you don't buy a car and not know how to drive it. If you're going to, from the standpoint that a firearm is just another piece of property, you really need to know how to work it so you do not hurt yourself and hurt anyone else. And there really is a lot of responsibility that comes with gun ownership. And to me, anybody who buys a gun and sticks it in their nightstand is just very, very foolish.
Correct. It involves proper training.
Yes.
And it involves proper respect for that tool. And most people, you know, the majority of people don't. I mean, for the millions of people that are getting into guns, we're training over 1,000 people a month here every day. You know, every day hundreds of students walk in and out shooting, and you see how many are self-taught.
Right.
You know, I had a guy yeah. this morning, I had to teach him how to shoot because he was dangerous.
They're the ones shooting the stringer wires in the range.
Luckily, we don't have stringer wires anymore. Thank God. We got rid of those. Now we have a Unistrut that goes across, so you can't shoot the wires down anymore. So see,
isn't that sad?
We fix everything
Isn't
up a little
sad?
Out of time. You know, a couple of things. In this town that we're in, Gun for Hire Range is at Woodland Park. We're in Woodland Park, formerly West Patterson. The police chief is running for state assembly. He's a Democrat. His name is Anthony Gallietti. He is a pro-gun Democrat. He had to run as a D because the town is all D's. And he's going to be, you have to vote for him. He was a champion of getting this range opened. He appeared at all the hearings and resolutions. He stops by the range every day. He's just a great, great guy. And I want everybody to, you know, Chief Gallietti, G-A-L-I-T-I or something, Gallietti, something like that.
Well, you know, we say this all the time. You have to vote for the individual. Vote for your principles. Vote for principles, not for parties.
Correct. Even though most of the scums that voted against the bills were all Dems. Correct. But there are a few. Vandrew is a Democrat down in the, you know, first district. So he's a pro-gun guy. But Anthony Gallietti for Assembly, I would love to see him get in. So we're going to be throwing our support behind him. When we come back, Sandy, I got some letters I want to discuss with you before we talk about the scummy Senate.
I've seen some of those letters. They're pretty cool. And now is a way for you guys to support Gun for Hire Radio and the New Jersey Second Amendment movement. The time for talking to politicians is over. I don't know about you, but I'm done talking to politicians who ridicule our concerns and laugh at us behind closed doors. It's time to start talking to one another and to everyone we meet about defending our right to defend ourselves and our families. And it's time to start a new conversation. And the best conversation starter we've ever seen has just arrived at Gun for Hire Radio Studios. It all started about 6 months ago when award-winning artist Matt Danchus was driving his 8-year-old son Dylan to a Boy Scout sleepover. That was the first time he heard it. The first time he heard us shout, "I will not comply." Matt said as soon as he heard it, he saw an image immediately before him. It was an image so powerful that it literally forced him to pull over to the side of the road and sketch it out right then and there. When Matt showed us his final design, we were totally blown away. The design is made up of two very simple elements, a war-tattered American flag and an image of the Capitol building that visually combine to form one hell of a powerful message. When you look at it, the first thing you notice is that the flag is almost upside down. An upside-down U.S. flag is an official sign of dire distress used in instances of extreme danger to life or property. We the people and the dire distress to our lives and property are represented by that upside-down flag. The 10 stars on the flag, one for each of the amendments in our Bill of Rights, are aligned in the same fashion that they would have been on a World War II flag. The artist wanted a powerful reference to another war where American men and women were forced to defend freedom against tyranny and oppression. If you look closely, you'll see that there's a storm behind the Capitol building. That storm represents the fight that we the people will bring against those who would strip us of our rights to life, liberty, and the defense of our property. Look closer, and you'll notice that the storm behind the Capitol is visually aligned to push the flag back up to its upright and correct position, signifying that it's up to us, you and me, and everyone we can muster to turn our country and this state right side up again. In the center of the design, in big, bold letters, our battle cry, "I will not comply." It's time for we the people to stand together and send a shockwave through Trenton and D.C. It's time to put those arrogant, condescending, self-serving career politicians on notice. It's time to clean house. It's time for every man and woman of conscience to make their voices heard in the streets and in the voting boxes. It's time to let the politicians know that we will not stand idly by while they render us helpless. It's time to change the conversation. They say a picture's worth 1,000 words. Imagine how loud those words will be when those same politicians who ridicule us and laugh behind our backs look out and see tens of thousands of patriots united in mind and spirit and determination. Well, thanks to New York artist Matt Danchus, that amazing inspirational design is now something you can wear, along with tens of thousands of others just like us, who are willing to stand and be counted among those who are unashamed to be unafraid. When you wear your "I Will Not Comply" t-shirt, a at the range, a neighborhood barbecue, to your kid's ball game, or to a friendly neighborhood gun buyback program, you're saying volumes without even uttering a word. You're saying that you're not just going to sit down and shut up. You're going to speak out for your civil rights. Make no mistake about it, we're in a fight for our very lives against a powerful, well-organized, well-funded, dark, and evil force. Victory must be won, one mind, one heart, one soul, one conversation at a time. The gun banners and freedom grabbers are counting on you to do nothing. Let them know they counted wrong. Won't you please help us in our fight for freedom by buying a t-shirt for yourself and maybe another one for someone you know? You can get yours at Gun for Hire Radio Studios, located right here at the beautiful Woodland Park Range, home of the Gun for Hire Firearms Academy, or at any NJ2AS meeting or event. And the proceeds from every sale go to benefit our fight for liberty right here in the not-so-green Garden State. The shirts are available in sizes small all the way up to 5X Fat Bastard. There's even ladies' sizes, too. Won't you please help us in our fight for freedom by buying a t-shirt for yourself and maybe another one for someone you know? Hell, buy one and send it to your mayor, especially if he's one of Bloomberg's crew. Now that ought to send a message. Please, again, get involved. I Will Not Comply shirts are on sale. You can get them right at the Gun for Hire range right here in Woodland Park, formerly West Patterson with a Little Falls zip code.
Son of a bitches.
Unbelievable, man.
Couple of things. People of color have been coming forward. I want to thank Ramen.
Yes.
I want to thank Ainsley and everybody else who's getting involved. Keep sending the emails to talkback at Gun for Hire Radio. We're forwarding them to Ainsley and Gary Smith. The Colored Coalition is going. Ainsley was here last night. He said, we have to work on that name. Okay? So until you guys come up with a new name, Anthony's going to continue calling it the Colored Coalition. So, you know what? Since it's the Colored Coalition, we're also going to accept rainbow people. So maybe some of you get some dates.
Sure.
Okay, couple of things. Carlos Sanchez. Good afternoon, gents. First and foremost, my sincerest thank you for putting on an insightful show. I use it as my weekly wrap-up on what's going on in New Jersey. New Jersey politics, local and national gun laws. Also, Sandy, as a longtime listener of Car Talk, I appreciate your reference that if you've wasted another perfectly good hour. I never heard that before.
We never heard it. That was new to us. Somebody brought that up. It was actually just something that came out in the beginning, and just kept with it.
I'm a longtime gun owner, 13 years, and a member of ANJRPC, NJ2S, and the NRA. I've also been listening to Gun for Hire Radio for about a year and a half, and I have been to most of the Trenton rallies over the past few months. I was listening to the radio show on 5/18/2003, where Ainsley made a call for action for minorities to organize and get more involved in the NJ2A fight. I am willing, ready, and able. I am a 38-year-old Puerto Rican male who has lived in New Jersey for over 25 years and currently resides in Rahway, New Jersey. As a kid born and raised in the Bronx, worked in Newark and Elizabeth, I have seen how violent crimes directly destruct and strike fear within the many hardworking in the community, in law-abiding and black communities. Once again, thank you for everything you do for the NJ2A fight. P.S. I will not comply.
Nice.
Welcome, Carlos. You are what we are looking for, my brother.
Welcome to the party, baby.
I love it. Here's another one. This one is from Jeff Urbach, a good friend of mine. He's one of my brothers from another mother. He said, he wrote this letter to Sweeney, by the way. Sir, once again, you have failed to even respectfully listen to other views on these massive and potentially unconstitutional bills. I can assure you, and it saddens me deeply, as a third-generation lifelong Democrat, that I will no longer vote any D. As of today, I am an independent and will vote only for third-party candidates, such as the Libertarians. For every office, I won't even vote R until they, too, remove their overreaching into women's rights to choose. There's no difference in overreach between the parties. My family fought and died in World War II to protect the very freedoms you are burning and slashing. I have risked my own life in the Middle East in the war on terror. For what? Shame, shame. desecrating the memories of all the fallen during Memorial Day week. Shame on all of you. Regards, Jeff Urbach. I love Jeff.
Yeah, Jeff's great.
I love Jeff. He is the best. I got this one from Thomas Morrow, version 3. Anthony, I brought my son Thomas for a session at the range in Woodland Park last week. This was the first indoor shooting experience, and he was excited about the firing the rifle I built for him for his 14th birthday.
Nice.
Ooh, don't post that on Facebook. We were met with a friendly welcome at the front desk and again at the counter next to the pistol range. It would be very easy to just stop in and talk for an hour or two, as the culture at Gun for Hire at Woodland Park is so relaxed and there is so much room to spread out. Our range session was great. My son was spot on with the new rifle and with the Colt Huntsman 22, and he even put a few downrange in my 9mm Beretta.
Nice.
Matt and the rangemaster Bill were super nice too. Thomas has been telling all his friends, and I have been talking with the parents and sharing with them that what we already know. In the right environment and with proper instruction,
yep,
shooting is perfectly
yep
safe
yep
and can be something the family enjoys together as quality time. Unfortunately, today we must fight for our Second Amendment rights, but at the same time, we also should be ambassadors of the shooting sports, introducing people and showing them what they have and what they see and what represents us as the gun owners.
Exactly.
He put down me and Sandy. Who's Sandy? Oh, on the front lines of delivering this message with our million plus listeners, and will continue to grow. Thanks again, Tom. I thanked him,
yeah,
and he came back with, he goes, no, thank you, Anthony. You and the gutsy patriots that either partner with you for your web sessions or have the balls to sponsor Gun for Hire Radio know the true meaning of the Constitution. And we are, without question, the current superheroes. Dun, 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 dun. Gutsy moving
people.
You're
not going to be wearing a giant cape now,
I got
are
a cape.
You?
I have, yeah, yeah, it's
goes
a cape
with your scepter?
Yes.
Very
gutsy
good
people that see the forest through the trees on gun rights and understand that punishing criminals appropriately is the way towards curbing violent crime and not making law-abiding folks endure ridiculous additional steps. Listen up, Sweeney, towards enjoying a day shooting trap or teaching kids proper handling of a firearm. I'm looking forward to another year of Gun for Hire teaching, including becoming an NRA instructor and beyond. Certainly is no other place in the country to get what Gun for Hire delivers. Keep up the great work. Tom.
You think Tom is referring to the fact that if we stop and have an iced tea on our way back from the range, we face 10 years in jail?
That's why I built the cafe.
Nice.
When things get real rough and push comes to shove, strangers help strangers get by.
For the first time ever, you can get the very same extreme performance gun care system used by U.S. Special Forces, the FBI, Navy SEALs, and Army Rangers. Their guns need to work all the time, no exception. That's why this very special formula was created. And this very same formula is being made available to you. So now, you can get up to 10 times more rounds down range between cleaning and ultra-reliable lubrication in any condition, from blistering desert heat to bone-cracking Arctic tundra. For a very limited time, you can get this amazing gun care system at a ridiculous special introductory price of less than $15 delivered right to your door. Use promotion code G1, that's GOLF1, when you call to order toll-free at 877-NRA-GUN-1. That's 877-NRA-GUN and the number 1.
Lipstick Bodyguard. It looks just like a beautiful little lipstick, but just like a beautiful woman, it has the power to bring a grown man to his knees. Just follow the link on the gunforhireradio.com homepage.
Just want to let you know, so many of you have been asking about the music that we showcase on Gun for Hire Radio, and the songs, the country songs, are all part of a new album just released by Jerry Alvin Dean, a Memphis recording star. And I'd love for you guys to go and show your support. Jerry's a regular listener to the show, as most of the executives at RKO Radio. And if you guys would please just follow the link on the Gun for Hire Radio site. What is it? Homepage thing?
The homepage,
there's a link,
yes,
right to the iTunes store where you can go ahead and buy the album or any of the songs.
I want to give a public grievance and complaint right now. on the intro of this segment, Sandy was tongue-twisted, and he rewound it and started over, ladies and gentlemen. When I screw up, he keeps the shit in. Okay? It's really not fair. Okay? He got a freaking do-over. Show 105 third season, I never got a do-over. Okay? Why is that?
You don't need do-overs.
Quiet, Mulligan. Okay. Now... this segment is sponsored by New Jersey Second Amendment Society. Yes. NJ2AS.com, NJ2AS on Facebook. Guys, they started this huge Twitter campaign. It's blowing up, okay? We are sending tweets to our legislators every day. They're closing their friggin' accounts down, all right? They are
good.
Now the pressure is going to be with the governor. Yeah. Okay, the pressure is going to be with the governor now that these bills passed the assembly and the house. Now listen to me, and the Senate, excuse me. NJ2AS.com, $35 a year, cheaper than a
back waxing.
Back waxing, okay? Listen, even if you're hairless, okay, and you don't need a back waxing, write a check for $35 and join. We have so many people that joined out of state that have our far reach with this show.
Thank you.
And it's made NJ2AS, you know, the quickest responding organization out there with a huge amount of growth.
It's probably the fastest growing Second Amendment organization in the country.
Yes, and we're going to need them when we go to the Supreme Court and we go to other cases. Oh, we're going to need those guys. And, you know, Operation Established Compliance, getting towns in order. They've been instrumental in doing it. So please keep the money coming in. Show them you care. Tell them Gun for Hire Radio sent you. You
can
write
the I Will Not Comply shirts right for the, any of their events, too.
Yes, because the money goes to 2A groups in the state of New Jersey. If you write a check or you fill in the memo section, write Sandy Sucks so that we know where the money's coming from. Okay?
Absolutely.
Now I want to talk about a little bit about an ignoramus here. People want me to give Loretta Weinberg the Horse's Ass Award. We haven't given a horse's ass out in a
long
time.
We'd have to give her a real horse's ass.
I would like to put her really close to a real horse's ass.
Yeah.
And I can't say anything further, but this week's Horse's Ass Award is going to Mike Kelly of the Record.
Bergen Record.
The former
Bergen Record.
He will be mailed a Horse's Ass trophy. One is on display at the Gun for Hire Radio Studio at the Woodland Park Range. I ordered a case of 36 of them. I think we've given out 9 already or 10. Mike will be getting one in the mail on Monday or Tuesday. And the reason being is, you know, we have this Hofstra tragedy where this 21-year-old college student was being held hostage by the shitbag and a cop ran in. And he fired 8 shots, and he hit the shitbag 7 times, and he shot the girl in the head once. It seems Mike is blaming the NRA.
The NRA, of course.
It was the NRA. The shitbag was out on bail, on parole. He was released
early. Had nothing to do with that.
Okay, and I have a letter here from a Bill Amend, who's taken a ton of classes from Gun for Hire, and he wrote a response to Kelly that they're actually going to publish, which is something you don't see that much
anymore. I've seen that response, too. I'm surprised they're going to publish it.
You know, Bill, I want to thank you so much for getting that letter published, but let me tell you something. Here's what he wrote. When we come back, Bill Amend's letter.
What we feel, and know in our hearts that every word is real.
This portion of Gun for Hire Radio is being brought to you by Gun for Hire Firearms Academy, America's urban defense institute for over 30 years, with 4 state-of-the-art facilities in New Jersey, 2 of them just minutes from New York City and Philadelphia, offering indoor and outdoor training, moving and shooting, tactical weapons training, baton, handcuff, and mace, executive protection training and certification, multi-state CCW permits, and armed security and retired law enforcement qualifications. Gun for Hire Academy is equipped with a state-of-the-art FATS, Firearms Training Simulator, and is the only training facility in the world approved for civilian, force-on-force, simmunitions training. Whether you're a beginner who's never touched a gun, or a seasoned professional looking to keep your skills sharp, you'll find something tailored just for you at Gun for Hire. Flying in from out of town? We'll pick you up at the airport. Find out more at gunforhire.com. Train where the pros do. Gun for Hire, America's Urban Defense Institute.
of America back.
It's called truth. It's called truth.
We're the last of the vintage flow.
Yeah, truth is something you're never going to hear from our politicians, both in Washington or in Trenton.
Listen.
So
the responding officers didn't know that she was sitting with a gun to her head.
Right.
Okay. They didn't know what all the facts or anything at that moment. He responded. The girls and guys outside were saying he's inside. He's got a gun. The cop ran in. They're in the bathroom. He's got a gun to her head. He turned the gun on the cop. The cop instinctively fired. Okay.
Right.
What Mike Kelly is saying is that if the civilians had a gun, the same thing would have happened. Because look, cops are trained and they make mistakes too. So he's blaming the NRA and gun advocacy for this happening.
Where is this connection that he's making?
Because he's an asshole. But he's also a horse's ass now. So here's what Bill Amend wrote. I love it. He wrote, "Dear Editor, Mike Kelly's utterly ridiculous editorial on Sunday requires, in the word of probably his most favorite person, the willful suspension of the disbelief by the reader. Now he's blaming the NRA for the tragic shooting in Hofstra. I'll tell you where the blame lies, and you won't hear from Mike transfer the blame Kelly or the faceless politicians. It lies with the criminal who did it and with the court system that let a dangerous felon out after a short jail term for armed robbery."
Amen.
"An all too typical situation that the cops are constantly dealing with. You might even consider them sanitation engineers because they're always cleaning up the messes of the other parts of society that are supposed to be protecting us. As a result, they become an easy target, and so too, sometimes the tools of their profession. This incredible, stupid stretch of the imagination by Mike stretches the imagination of proper thinking people. Sincerely, Bill." Let me tell you something. Transferring the blame.
It's ridiculous.
The cop's fault. Yeah. Then it's civilians' fault. Then it's the NRA's fault. Mike Kelly, you horse's ass. It is the criminal's fault. What was this shitbag doing out? Early release, and he was a parole violator.
Right.
Why was he out? Cops are sanitation workers.
Why was he out,
constantly.
And where did he get his gun?
Correct. Where did he get his gun? Did he wait 30 days?
Of course he did.
Did he have seven rounds in the magazine?
Sure. Did we check that? Maybe we could give him another fine.
How did the NRA come to get the blame for this, and law-abiding citizens? Unbelievable. Jose will be posting Mike Kelly's picture on the Gun for Hire Radio website as the horse's ass. Mike Kelly will be getting the award. Maybe he'll be responding to it, okay? I would love to see him respond to
it.
I'd
like to have Mike Kelly on the show.
He won't, though.
No,
Mike Kelly,
not.
No. Mike Kelly.
These people hide behind their little typewriters in their tiny little room, and they are... We've said it 1,000 times. It's not guns that they hate. It's us who they hate.
Was it me or did Grady walk by from Sanford and
Yeah, I just saw that. Okay. That was pretty good.
Anyway. So here we go.
We always get a lot of gawkers, don't we?
I like that, though. Sweeney the Bully, Loretta Weinberg, and what was her name?
Grady.
Sheila Oliver. Listen. I cannot
confiscate.
They want to take our little guns away. That's what they want. They want to take our little guns away.
They want to take our little guns away.
Well, let me tell you something.
I got big guns. Do you have some big guns?
All my guns were lost in that ballooning accident.
Oh, that terrible ballooning
accident.
All
I got is this pencil.
That's it.
And it ain't for shooting. It's for writing. Okay?
That's a common statement, huh?
A shitload of bills were ramrodded through and on Christie's desk. And none of them will do anything to prevent another Newtown tragedy.
Let's
not
go over some of them.
Not a stinking one.
No.
Do I have to go over them? All right.
Yeah, we got to let everybody know. Because, sadly, you don't get this type of reporting in fact on what's really going on. All you get is the fabrications.
The big one, S-2723.
Oh, horrible.
Get rid of our FID card. Now we have an endorsement on our driver's license. And in addition to waiting 3 months for our FID card and 15 days for our not-so-instant background check, they added a 7-day waiting period on top of it.
Very nice.
Okay? Next thing, S-2178. Bans 50 caliber and similar rifles that has a muzzle energy of 12,000 foot-pounds, okay? Even if it's under 50 cal. So, again, because we have so many drive-by shootings with 50 cal.
With 50 cals, yeah.
The next one is S2485. Suspends our Second Amendment rights. So if you're on a secret government terrorist watch list like Gary Smith, because his last name is Smith.
Right.
Okay. He's going to have to waste a day to go to D.C. to get taken off the terrorist watch
list. Which is not going to happen. Because it's a secret list that you don't even know why you're on that.
Correct.
Or how to get off of it.
The next one is A3717. Submits mental health records to NICS. No stated requirement of due process despite repeated requests since February. Total constitutional violation.
Unbelievable.
Okay. S2467 prohibits investment in state pension funds, companies tied to manufacturing guns.
Who
anyway,
cares about that? You know what? If you work for the state and you lose your pension because they're investing in some crap company that's going down the tubes instead of Smith & Wesson, tough shit.
Another one, S2804 makes possession of firearms a first-degree crime for those previously convicted of serious crimes or engaged in commission of serious crime. This bill targets violent criminals in possession of guns. During committee testimony, ANJRPC urged legislators to add a corollary Aiken's Law provision to protect law-abiding gun owners. Deaf ears it fell on.
Yeah.
Deaf ears, because why? There is an agenda.
Yes.
The agenda is to take all of our guns away.
Correct.
They all know that this will not do anything for Newtown, okay?
This will not do anything other than escalate crime like it has done in Britain.
And then there's a shitload of other ones here. I don't even want to get into them. I'm nauseous now. This is a big power play. It's up to us to put our pressure on the governor, ladies and gentlemen. We need to let the governor know that we're mad as hell and we're not going to take it. I have a theory that our governor is going to be pretty good for us because he's looking at national spotlight. You know, he was just walking around the boardwalk. Him and Obama looked like the number 10 walking around, by the way. Did you notice that?
Yeah, it was very good.
Right? They look like the number 10. Actually, our president threw and missed three times. Our governor threw and hit all three times.
And won him a teddy bear for him.
How cute was that moment,
was very
though?
You know, I heard they were swapping spit under the boardwalk,
He gave him a teddy bear. Yeah. Well, Christie will do anything to get federal funds, by the way.
Absolutely.
Even if it's kissing a socialist's ass.
Well, let me tell you something. He was in Asbury Park, which is now just completely, completely liberal. He's in Asbury Park giving a speech about how all the money's going. We're going to help you here. We're going to help you there. And he must have gone off prompter because he was talking about, oh, and also we're going to help those folks in Monroe, Oklahoma.
Yeah, because he didn't know it was Moore, Oklahoma.
Yeah.
He had called it the wrong name.
Right. And everybody's there. Yay.
Did you know I found out I was reading this weekend and something clicked? Remember Obama said we have 57 states?
Yes.
You know where that comes from?
No.
There's 57 Arab states in this country. In the world, excuse me. There's 57 Arab states in the world.
Is that one of those conspiracy things?
No. But just think about it. 57 Arab states in the world, and our president thinks there's 57. What was he focusing on?
He was focusing in on his next job.
As the General Secretary of the United Nations.
Absolutely. I agree 100%.
He's going to be at Barack Hussein Obama. It fits right in.
I think he should leave now.
If you can't pronounce it or spell it or it's lacking vowels, you can be UN General Secretary. Okay?
Oh, goodness. So what's going on at Gun for Hire Academy?
Let me tell you. We're offering Urban Pistol 1 and 2, Urban Carbine 1 and 2, Low Light, No Light, Introduction to CCW so you don't leave your gun on an amusement ride. July, we have a full slate of NRA classes, range safety officer classes, refuse to be a victim. You want it, we got it. We have over 125 classes on our website. We're going to be macing a guy. We're going to try to grab a shit bag off the street and bring him in and mace him, okay? Which should be a lot of fun, so you should sign up for the class just for that. Our range is open 8 in the morning till 10 p.m., 7 days a week, 363 days a year. Our cafe is open. We're also going to be switching to summer hours. We're going to cut a few hours back just for the summer. They'll go back normal in September. This week, we should be getting our federal firearms license. We will have over 100 guns for rent and ammunition for sale, ladies and gentlemen. So come on down to Woodland Park, a.k.a. West Patterson, a.k.a. same zip code as Little Falls. 15 minutes from everywhere in northern New Jersey, you will not get better service. I will even come out and berate you in front of your friends.
How do you fit that all on a business card, I'm wondering?
I do, as a matter of fact, like those terrorist watchwords. Come and get me, because I will not comply.
Well, there's another one in the can, and it happens to be the first show of the third season. God only knows why. You've wasted yet another perfectly good hour listening to Gun for Hire Radio. Gun for Hire Radio is a Counterthink Media production. The music used in this broadcast was managed by Cosmo Music, LLC, New York, New York, under license to Broadcast Music Incorporated. I'm Sandy Berardi. On behalf of my co-host, the fastest tongue in the West, and the rest of the crew here at Gun for Hire Radio, we do thank you for listening. I will not comply. Get a t-shirt, wear it proud. See you next week. Thank you for your support of the Second Amendment and supporting this ridiculous show.